The Voices of Search podcast is a proud member of the I Hear Everything podcast network. Looking to launch or scale your podcast? I Hear Everything delivers podcast production, growth, and monetization solutions that transform your words into profit. Ready to give your brand a voice? Then visit IHearEverything.com. Welcome to the Voices of Search podcast, a member of the I Hear Everything podcast network. Ready to expedite your company's organic growth efforts? Sit back, relax, and get ready for your daily dose of search engine optimization wisdom. Here's today's host of the Voices of Search podcast, Tyson Stockton.
Hey, what's going on? My name is Tyson Stockton from Previsible.io, and joining me today is Alex Silverberg, friend of the podcast and also president and SEO strategist at AP SEO. With a decade of industry experience serving B2B, B2C, e-commerce websites, AP SEO's mission is to empower business owners to make more informed decisions about their digital marketing future. In today's episode, Alex and I are going to be discussing how to optimize for SGE.
And this podcast is also sponsored by Ahrefs. What if I told you that you could monitor your website's SEO health, backlinks, and organic rankings at no costs? Sounds too good to be true? Well, it's not, because my friends at Ahrefs just launched Ahrefs Webmaster Tools. Ahrefs' new Webmaster Tools product quickly helps you improve your site's visibility by pointing solutions to over 100 technical issues that might be holding your search performance down. Plus, AWT monitors for backlinks so you'll know the most linked to pages and how those links are affecting your rankings. And AWT shares what keywords your website ranks for and compares how you stack up against competitors for key metrics like search volume, keyword difficulty, and traffic value. Look, monitoring your website used to require multiple expensive tools. And now, thanks to Ahrefs, that's not the case anymore, because AWT will help you monitor your SEO health, backlinks, and keywords for free. And no, it's not one of those 14-day free trial offers. It's a powerful site audit tool that will keep working for you for free. So check out Ahrefs Webmaster Tools at ahrefs.com/AWT. That's ahrefs.com/AWT.
With that, here's my conversation with Alex Silverberg, SEO strategist and president at AP SEO. Alex, welcome to the podcast.
Tyson, thank you for having me. Been wanting to get on for a while, talk shop with you, and get that SEO knowledge out there. So excited to be here.
Yeah, I've been looking forward to having you on the podcast. I think it's been a little overdue, so I'm glad that we finally got the time, and I'm really excited to hear what you have to share with our listeners here. Of course, SGE is a hot topic, the much anticipated, depending on, Google's plans for this. Maybe it's already started to roll out in a larger form with this, but I think it's very timely for where we're at on it. So maybe to start things off with the listeners, and I'm sure a lot of SEOs, whether they're in-house or in the agency kind of function, are getting questions from clients or upper management of what's going on, what to expect. First, level set. Like, should SEOs be significantly concerned by this?
Well, that's a great question, Tyson. And I think it's something that, again, we are getting from a lot of our clients, companies we work with, anyone who's interfacing with us. This is a very, very hot topic, like you said. SGE, what is SGE? Well, SGE, in my opinion, is another experiment by Google. And Google has a lot of experiments out there when it comes to search. And as SEOs know, and anyone who uses the search engine on a daily basis, anything they roll out isn't really going to be fully complete until they iterate update after update and after update. So go back to your question, should SEOs be concerned with this? Yes, because anything Google does is going to affect SEO. I think there's a lot of anxiety. I think there's a lot of trepidation. I think there's a lot of apprehension about SGE just because of how fundamental it's going to change how we view search results and how users click through search results. I've heard a lot of concerns about, I'm a small website. Is my content just going to get thrown out the window? And is Google going to steal my content here? Maybe, maybe not. I've heard a lot of questions about, hey, I have this really great featured snippet right now, and we worked really, really hard to get this. We invested a lot of money into research and getting to this where it needs to be. Am I going to lose my featured snippet? To that, I would say, maybe, maybe not. And you're seeing a pattern here, right? And the reason for that is no one really knows what SGE is going to be at the end of the day, the final product. But what we're seeing right now, there are some things to be concerned about if you're not optimizing your site correctly, if you're not investing in things that are going to help SEO today and in the future.
So I guess like with that, I mean, I completely agree that it's like what we've seen so far may not be or is not the final state of this. And there's going to be iterations. There's going to be testing of how overall intent is being satisfied by these different like elements being brought in. What recommendations would you have for whether it's a business owner, an in-house, again, like across the board, of just trying to make sense of like what the potential impact could be like on the business? And I know we were not going to know exactly what it is, but it's like, I feel like there's probably a pretty significant variation in like types of queries and, you know, how prominent SGE or elements of it could be on different queries. So like, how do you think about like potential business impact of a larger rollout of SGE?
That's a great question. And I think you need to ask yourself, does your organization invest in a lot of short tail keywords, right? Are all of your rankings tied to keywords that are very generic, for lack of a better term? Are they tied to pieces of content where you're just kind of giving general information and not really providing very specific sources, any type of information that could be pulled from the website that is super, super specific? Is that happening? All these things are going to really matter quite a bit with SGE. Now, to your point, the machine's not done doing this. There's constant changes to the amount of text presented, the size of the SGE window, and the visible sources across multiple queries and different queries. Everything is different. For example, if you're trying to buy something online, there's an idea that, well, maybe this will, SGE will be a good thing because it's going to highlight your product imagery a little bit more and get your stuff out there. But then for someone who's just more content marketing driven, right, and trying to get leads and other sources from expert information, these are where I'm seeing a lot of the anxieties come from, in that, hey, my content is good, but I don't know if it's great right now, and I don't know what SGE is going to serve here. So really, you know, what is the impact? That would depend on your business. That would depend on your vertical. For something like e-commerce, I could see it being very helpful because it's going to present the user your product in a way that they don't have to go to your website, and it's going to refer to your website. For something that's more content driven, it's going to be a little bit more difficult to predict. And really, there are some things you can do within your content to make sure that you are prepared for this change.
Interesting. I love that you made the call out there on the keyword portfolio of which your domain is ranking for. And to me, that makes a lot of sense, because obviously on the top of funnel head terms is, in my opinion, I mean, sounds like we share this, is going to be more likely to have these integrations, or at least larger elements in the integrations. And the longer tail may be a little bit, you know, trickier. And I feel like during the buying cycle, like, yeah, you're not going to be purchasing directly through any of these, you know, let's just call them SERP features. So the long tail is probably a little safer. And so I think that's a great recommendation to whether it's business owners or SEOs out there, to be, you know, having that honest look of what are you ranking for, what's driving traffic, and also like what's driving value to the website, not just kind of like the fluff traffic. But you kind of ended that last piece on some content elements that may perform stronger with this type of integration or rollout. What are you seeing, and what are your recommendations along like content that's going to succeed and kind of like live past the test of time with these kind of shifts?
Sure. And a lot of those elements are things that are just best practice for good SEO, good content SEO as well. One tip I've seen across SGE predictions and kind of experiments is use important keywords early on in your title tags if you can. This helps the machine really understand what your page is about off the bat, and they don't really have to go in there and pull the content itself. Within the content itself, try to leverage the long tail keywords that align with the queries that you're looking for. This is going to be a little tricky because the SGE will have to be live for a little bit, so you could do some analysis, but say your competitors are ranking for a hot chocolate recipe, and you can see that they're using very specific words of content in there, very specific elements in terms of how the data is structured, both on the page and in the background in the schema. These are things you want to pay attention to see if you can replicate. This one has been a hot topic for the last 6 to 12 months, but AI content, that's fine, but make sure that it has a human touch to match the tone of the rest of your website. Make sure the language is natural and that it's fitting the rest of your website's tone. And then this one is huge and really big, even before SGE, and I think it's going to be even more important after it's rolled out, but quality content that aligns with your search intent. So make sure every page on your website has a purpose and that the content matches that purpose to a T. So if you're trying to sell something, maybe it's not a good idea to put all the informational content on that page. Maybe that informational content would be better suited for a landing page or a blog or something like that. Same thing with transactional content. Make sure the transactional content lives on the page where the user can purchase or submit their information to get more info on your services. Cite websites that have really reputable sources and stuff like that. So anything that you're talking about, especially within the your money or your life category, that is anything that is related to your health or anything that's going to be related to a purchasing decision. If you are writing content and you are making claims, it's really, really important you put a link with a reputable source there, because the machine is going to be taking a look at this and it's going to be kind of scoring you for quality in the SGE there. I talked about structure. So stuff like headings, subheadings, bullet points, lists, everything that you would use to try to gain a featured snippet, for example, in the past, is going to be helpful here. Double down on your structured data and your schema markup. I think that's really, really important. I think that's an element that is very underrated in the current SEO landscape, and it's only going to help you with SGE and the further large language models that Google is going to be rolling out. Because quite frankly, a lot of times it's not even going to look at your content immediately, right? It's going to look at your structured data. It's going to look at your backend stuff. It's going to look at everything that it can to kind of pull a big picture there. So if you could just maximize those elements, it's going to help you in SGE. There have been some additional studies that say that if you invest in attractive imagery in your content, this does help with SGE. The theory here being that SGE is a visual search model, and having good images can help you within that search.
Time for a 1 minute break to hear from our sponsor, Previsible. So you're looking for SEO help, and you got a couple of options. You could start replying to spam from agencies that claim they can get you to rank number one on Google. You can pay an hourly rate for a consultant who will inevitably nickel and dime you with hourly charges. Or you can work with a cookie cutter agency to quickly launch a strategy-less project with low success rate. None of those sound very good, now do they? Well, that's where Previsible's integrated consulting model comes in. Previsible draws from a collective 40 years of SEO and digital marketing experience to unlock your organic growth opportunities. They build custom solutions that combine strategy, technical expertise, content, and reporting to effectively operationalize SEO for your business. Previsible's four-stage approach ensures that your SEO programs thrive by starting off with a strategy-first approach. Then they support you in your efforts to create quality content, help you identify technical issues, and most importantly, they'll work with your cross-functional teams to integrate your SEO strategies to make sure that your SEO budget actually drives results, not just your agency's bottom line. So join brands like Yelp, eBay, Canva, Atlassian, Square, all who rely on the SEO consultants at Previsible. For more information, go to previsible.io. That's Previsible, previsible.io.
Amazing advice. And I mean, there's a lot in there too. I'd like to double back just a little bit on the schema markup or structured data. Like, I think that's a great call out. I mean, you said it, it's not just on SGE, but it's something that's going to have significance within, you know, search in general, like moving forward. Any like general best practices that you'd give to the listeners on, you know, making sure that they didn't miss anything or they've, you know, satisfied the box here on the structured data?
Sure. And structured data can be tricky and it can be its own discipline in and of itself. So I would absolutely recommend you go to schema.org. You kind of see what they have there in terms of documentation. Also go to Google Search Console and look at Google's documentation itself for schema and structured data. Take that one with a grain of salt here or there, as they can sometimes contradict themselves, but it's going to guide you on the right path. As with content, schema is unique to the pages that you are putting it on, right? I would say a lot of the concerns with SGE are from content creators and people who are using content marketing. From that, I would say blog schema is really important on every single post you have, not only to summarize what the blog is about, but to provide EEAT information to the search engines about the author. So constantly referencing the author page, kind of tying back these elements to say like, hey, not only is this a good piece of content, but this person knows what they're talking about. And here's the page where you could see this person knows what they're talking about. That's going to do really well to reinforce your content there. I would say past that, e-commerce, there's a whole mess of schema you could use for e-commerce. I think the one piece of advice I would have for e-commerce store owners is not to overdo it. Really, really follow it to a T. If there's anything that you're unsure about including, such as certain pricing or stuff like that, just exclude them. You don't want the machine getting confused. You don't want your products misrepresented in a way from there. You really, really want to make sure that schema is there to reinforce what you have on the page already, to make sure that the machine understands that this is what it is, and here are all the elements. There have been some experiments of using schema for things that aren't on the page here. That's very much experimental. So I would say just stick to the basics. Make sure you have your definitions, make sure you have your dictionary, and just do it the best you can.
That's great advice. And I feel like across these, you know, kind of content recommendations within SGE, there's some like common themes through it. And I love that you kind of broke it out to be like more specific. But it sounds to me like you have, or you're making the recommendation of first and foremost, useful, helpful content that's hitting the intent. You steered us away from just using, you know, maybe 100% generative content, at least with having like a human kind of QA element or additional pieces added. And then I think it's interesting to call out too that a few of your other recommendations are hitting on like putting structure to it. And so whether that's through your recommendation on headings, through schema markup that we just talked about, it seems like it's a nice kind of blend of the depth of the content, but then the structure to ensure that it's being understood and you're kind of like, I guess, making it a little bit easier on these systems. And it seems like across it, the quality of the content that you're advocating for, the EEAT factors with it to give that authoritative, but then putting the structure behind it is, you know, ultimately setting up your content the best for success with this like shifting landscape.
Exactly. My philosophy as an SEO is make it as easy as possible for the search engines to attribute value to your site. And that's gone through a lot of changes in the last 5 to 10 years for sure. But one thing that hasn't changed, to your point, is helpful content, quality content, content that matches the intent of your page and the intent of the user that is landing on that page. That is always going to be a winner. That is always going to help you through organic search. But what we're seeing now is like, okay, you have that. That's great. But they want more. They want elements that'll help the machine pull it in a way that makes sense for them. That'll make it quicker. That'll make it faster. That will spend less crawl budget on their end to try to figure out what your site is about and what it can attribute value to. So really, it's just kind of an evolution of what's always been good for SEO. It's just getting a little bit more technical and a little bit more format heavy.
Absolutely, 100%. Any kind of final words for the SEOs out there, you know, that are maybe a bit nervous right now with the rollout, or like, can you put us at ease as far as how to survive this kind of next phase within search?
Well, as SEOs, we're never going to be at ease, right? And that's kind of the beauty and the terror of working in this channel. We always have great opportunity for creative success, and there's also potential for things that are outside of our control that just kind of tank all our efforts and all our blood, sweat, and tears that we put in here. So I want to leave viewers here with a couple of kind of pats on the back and assurances here. Google has said in their documentation that SGE is a jumping off point for topic and query research. They say it may provide the initial answer, but the idea is to provide places for users to go deeper on a particular query. Now, everything we've seen from the experimental phase of SGE has shown us that, yeah, okay, wow, sometimes the sources aren't there. That's not good. That my website's going to tank now and it's going to take all my traffic. Or like, why is it showing this? This is wrong information. Just know anything you're seeing is not final. It's not what we want to see, and it's not what Google wants to see. And they're constantly working on it. That's why there's been so many core updates. They want to prepare the data for this LLM. They want to make sure that everything that they're showing is not only the best query for the user, but is also meeting their quality guidelines as well. And then the other point I would have for any SEO is, if you're a good SEO, no matter what these changes, you're going to be okay. Because good SEO isn't really about adapting to the changes that Google makes on a monthly basis. It is, don't get me wrong, but being a good SEO is knowing your audience and knowing what's going to connect with your audience, and then also knowing what Google wants to see. There's not going to be a scenario where this is going to be rolled out where you're doing everything right, right? You have your quality content that's sourcing multiple reputable sources. You have your page intent dialed in. You have all of your elements to a T, you know, everything, your technical debt is very low. There's not going to be a scenario where you're not going to get those search results eventually, right? So even if this is a rocky rollout from start, if you're confident in your plan, if you have success and a good track rate of things that are going well based on your strategies, be confident in yourself, be confident in your skills, and be confident in your strategy. Because if it's good for the user, eventually it's going to be good for Google.
Excellent advice. And with that, that wraps up this episode of the Voice of Search podcast. Thanks again to Alex Silverberg, SEO strategist and president at AP SEO, for joining us. In part two of this conversation, which will be published tomorrow, Alex and I are going to continue the conversation and discuss the importance in taxonomy for large websites. If you can't wait until the next episode and you'd like to learn more about Alex, you can find a link to his LinkedIn profile in our show notes, or you can visit him on Twitter, where his handle is at Alexander-Silverberg, or visit his company's website at apseo.co.
Okay, thanks to Tyson Stockton, our guest host. If you'd like to get in touch with Tyson, you could find a link to his LinkedIn profile in our show notes. You can contact him on Twitter, where his handle is Tyson_Stockton. Or if your team is interested in SEO consulting or organizational education, you can always head to their company's website, which is previsible.io. That's previsible.io. And a special thanks to Previsible for sponsoring this podcast. If you're looking for support with all of your SEO needs, Previsible's integrated consulting model is there for you. They draw on a collective 40 years of SEO and digital marketing experience to help you unlock your organic search and growth opportunities. So join brands like Yelp, eBay, Canva, Atlassian, and Square, all who rely on SEO consultants at Previsible. For more information, go to previsible.io. That's previsible.io. And a special thanks to Ahrefs for sponsoring this podcast. Monitoring your website used to require multiple expensive tools, but that's not the case anymore, thanks to Ahrefs, because they just launched their Ahrefs Webmaster Tools product, which monitors your SEO health, helps you keep track of your backlinks, and gives you the insight into what keywords are performing for free. So check out Ahrefs Webmaster Tools at ahrefs.com/AWT. That's Ahrefs, A-H-R-E-F-S.com/AWT. Just one more link in our show notes I'd like to tell you about. If you didn't have a chance to take notes while you were listening to this podcast, head over to voicesofsearch.com, where we have summaries of all of our episodes and contact information for our guests. You can also subscribe to our weekly newsletter, and you can even send us your topic suggestions or your marketing questions, which we'll answer live on our show. Of course, you can always reach out on social media. Our handle is Voices of Search on LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, or you can contact me directly. My handle is Ben J. Schaap, BenJShap. And if you haven't subscribed yet, and you want a daily stream of SEO and content marketing insights in your podcast feed, we're going to publish an episode every day during the work week. So hit that subscribe button in your podcast app, and we'll be back in your feed tomorrow morning. All right, that's it for today. But until next time, remember, the answers are always in the data.